MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Compensation is finally coming for New Mexicans and their families who were exposed to radiation from the testing of atomic weapons in the 40s as the U.S. Department of Justice has launched an online portal for people to apply for Radiation Exposure Compensation Act claims. The DOJ estimates there could be as many as 50,000 people in New Mexico eligible for one-time payments.
We want everybody that's entitled to receive $100,000, a one-time payment of $100,000 on behalf of themselves because they've been sick or on behalf of a loved one that's been sick. We want everyone who should receive that money to receive it. And we want to bring back $5 billion to the state of New Mexico and put it in the hands of people who've been suffering a long time.
Said co-founder of the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium, Tina Cordova. She also warned about bad actors setting up and using the fake online address of downwinders.com, pretending to be her organization and saying they will file claims in exchange for a percentage of the claim. She said her organization never will. And the best way to get to their official page is by going through their Facebook page at facebook.com/TrinityDownwinders. And until now, New Mexico has been one of a small number of states with statutes of limitations on most sex crimes. But the perspective has changed in recent years. Some state senators think the time is right to be less forgiving to those who commit these crimes and have now introduced Senate Bill 41 in the current legislative session. The bill would end the statute of limitations for most, but not all, sex crimes, and it would not cover crimes that happened years ago within a pre-existing statute of limitations. The bill next heads to the Senate Judiciary Committee. And the Bureau of Land Management plans to conduct prescribed fire operations in Chavez County on 5,343 acres in the Lesser Prairie Chicken Habitat Preservation Area of Critical Environmental Concern. That's near US 380 east of Roswell. Many people refer to the area as the Sand Ranch ACEC. The operation should run through March 1st, depending on weather. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.